Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com. Discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Dr. Louis Frandini, the clinical psychologist, humorist, and author, with his latest book, Being Just Kidding, Using Humor Effectively. So welcome, Dr. Frandini.
Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to speak with you.
It's my pleasure to ask you this question, because I was wondering, when I was looking through your information, what you exactly meant by effective humor, and if that was just, okay, I get a chuckle out of somebody, so it's effective, or if there's a different definition of effective humor.
Well, as I use the term effective humor, I'm talking about when you're intentionally trying to be funny by doing something or saying something, and ideally it will be funny. We look at it by the results. Does it lead to greater social cohesion? Is it considerate of other people? Is your humor able to avoid embarrassing or humiliating anyone? When that's so, it usually leads to achieving your goals. And they can be things like sharing laughter together, starting a new friendship with somebody, a successful business deal, perhaps, and even just simply getting more enjoyment out of life. You're being effective when you're using humor. And there are ways, of course, that can not be so. And, of course, we try to avoid that in terms of what we call negative humor.
Right. I was going to ask you exactly that in my next question, because you talked about how you can achieve the desired effect without offense. Right. So where does that fall into? Or I guess you have to be very aware of your company and the lines that you shouldn't cross.
Probably the most important rule to follow in using humor when you're using it intentionally, not necessarily on stage or in a formal sense like that, but just informally meeting people and just going about your daily activities. The single most important thing I'd say is what I call KYA, know your audience. This isn't original with me, but that is so important. Something that may be funny to your close friend or to an audience may not be funny if you're meeting a new person or a stranger. You can say something that works well with professional comedians, but when you try it, it doesn't work well. And lots of reasons could explain that, but one of the things may be that it's too soon in the relationship. Obviously, you don't start out talking about very intimate personal things with somebody when you first meet them, or at least you shouldn't. And if you try to touch on humorous topics that are funny in some settings, if it's too soon in the relationship for that particular kind of topic, then you're likely to get in trouble and your humor won't be effective. Worse yet, it could backfire and the relationship might be harmed or doomed.
Right, over before it even started, right? You say the wrong thing sometimes. So,
well, there are certain. I'm just going to add that there are certain danger zones for humor, and it's a double-edged sword in the sense that these are topics that are treasure troves for humor. For example, the four major ones are race, religion, politics, and of course, sex. Now, lots of humor comes from that field, those topics. But if you introduce those too soon in a relationship, or you get too off color, or you offend somebody's religion or race or whatever, then you're going to be in trouble. So there's lots of sources of humor in those danger zones. On the other hand, there are danger zones, and you can get into big trouble.
Now, what are some of those characteristics of positive humor when you've gotten to know someone, when you KYA, right? When you are able to understand who you're talking to, what are some characteristics of positive humor that you can be aware of?
Yes, again it's the effects. Does it bring the relationship closer together? Does it enhance it? Of course, is it funny? That's one of the major ones. And positive humor will get people to pay more attention to you. There have been studies shown in classrooms and so on when a lesson is presented in the context of humor that the students learn more. It creates a positive social environment. It brings you closer to the person you're talking to. It could be just one-to-one other person, or it could be one to a group of 5, 10, or 1,000 in a classroom kind of setting. People pay more attention, and it even helps your own and the other person, the listener's physical functioning. Your heart rate is better, your respiration is better, and people talk about a kind of euphoria. Your digestion is better, which is a lot to put on just a single humorous mention, but it just helps you enjoy the time that you're there, both emotionally and even physically.
Now, what if you don't feel like you're funny at all? You've tried to crack a joke here and there, and it always falls flat. Can you learn how to be funnier? And if so, what are some things people can do?
Yes. That's the crux of it, I think. And that's, in fact, you're touching on the biggest misconception about a sense of humor. So many people find that, or believe wrongly, that a sense of humor is something you're born with. It's somehow in your genetics. If your parents or one of both of your parents were funny and so on, it's just not so. The sense of humor can be learned. Humor making is a skill. And how do you get better at it? Well, you practice it. You get corrective feedback. You get rewarded when people laugh. That's one of the greatest rewards there can be, is when people laugh when you intentionally say something funny. A close second, of course, is if your child, you hear other children laughing when they make a joke and so on, and you kind of empathize with that. So it can be learned. Depending on the degree you want to take it, there's lots of ways to do that. And in my book, I give lots of examples in the appendix to exercises that will enhance your sense of humor. And they're fun exercises, unlike the kind of exercise you'll find in the gym. So you can learn to be, for example, a humor spotter in the world. Looking at the daily paper, like Jay Leno does on his headlines, or somebody does it for him. But you find a headline that's written, and it's funny if you look at it a certain way, or if they didn't think of the double meaning of one of the words that they've used, or signs that you might run across just out in life. One of the common ones that I've seen recently is you're driving through a neighborhood and it says, slow children playing. And I'm thinking, well, why would they want to advertise that they have slow children in that neighborhood?
Right.
So that obviously wasn't intended to be a funny sign. But if you look at it with that kind of a tilt or slant, you can find humor in that, and as well as drive carefully, of course.
Right. Whether they're slow or fast, just want to be aware of the children. Well, I know that you have a lot of techniques for our listeners. If they want to ramp up their funny game, they can do so. Again, this is Dr. Louis Franzini. His latest book is Just Kidding, Using Humor Effectively. And, of course, you can visit him on the internet, louisfranzini.com, and I'll spell that for everybody, and it's Louis, S as in Frank, Ranzini, louisfranzini.com. So thank you so much for being here, Dr. Franzini. I appreciate it.
It was fun and too short.
I know. Yes, it was. It definitely was.
Well, that website features a picture of me, too. It's just a bonus. No extra charge.
That's right. Yes, and of course, if you're listening to this podcast, you're already looking at his gorgeous face on JenAnquire.com.
Sweet talker, you.
Well, thank you again.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers who might be perfect for you. Till next time.